Gager, how you doing?
I'm freezing, actually. I might have to get the number from you after this from Legacy Heating and Cooling there. My furnace is not operating as it should right now.
That is not good. That is not good. Are you wearing long undies in the house, Gager?
Dude, I look like Joey Tribbiani from Friends right now. I'm wearing everything I own and doing lunges.
Yeah, but it's your clothes. It's not like you're wearing Nilsson's or anybody else's and doing the lunges, right?
Well, my wife's. I might have some my wife's clothing on too, but we'll save that for another episode.
Yeah, I don't really need to, you know. Well, unless you want to tell your friends what your wife's clothing looks like, it might be a little too personal. But we'll see. We'll see. Jack Campbell, you've watched the goaltenders very closely, Gager. How can you tell, do you think? Like, Jack Campbell, I thought, okay, you know what, after the Tampa game, all right, he's coming back. He's played great that night. And then 2 nights later, meh, back to it. So do you have any idea what to expect from JC tonight?
I like that he's got a little bit of rest here. And kind of, I thought he, just having that time off and getting his game back, I saw that he actually changed the webbing of his glove. And sometimes even something like that can put you in a different mindset of being more stable in net, just the slightest adjustment to your gear. So, and I know he hasn't come close to what I had witnessed before when he played with the Leafs. I thought he was instrumental in a lot of their wins over the past few years. So the good thing is there's a lot more, I think, that Jack Campbell can give the Oilers, because really when you look at this month, he has to put something together, because you definitely want the 1A, 1B going into the month of December with the amount of games that they're going to be playing.
Yeah, well, you definitely need him for sure. And I think you need him, and he probably needs it himself for his confidence, because the longer it goes, Gager, and you played, the longer you extend where you're not feeling happy about your game, I'm assuming it becomes difficult to get out of it.
Yes, it's good because they're playing a lot. Yeah, and it's imperative that he at least has one of those games where it's a clear-cut first star, I think, that he was the most important player for the Oilers in a victory. I think that always does wonders for your confidence. And also just to get out there and just play, too. Like, try to put everything in the rear-view mirror and just go ahead. I know you try to look at the video and see where things are going wrong or there are breakdowns, but the game happens too fast a lot of the times to really break it down in game. I always found when I was struggling, the best way to get me out of there was it's kind of like in the immortal words of Crash Davis, don't think, just throw. And just get out there and stop the puck and worry and just break it down into simplified, okay, just stop the next one. Okay, I stopped that one, now go to the next one. And that usually, when you simplify things like that, it's a lot easier to pull you out of that rut.
Now, when you watch Jack Campbell's game, what aren't you seeing or what concerns you about how he's playing right now?
It seems like a lot of the, I don't want to say easy, but there seems to be goals that are stoppable pucks getting past him and getting through him mostly, because he seems like he's in good position for the most part, but there's some long shots that are going in, and the timing of goals I think is important. Like he's not making. At the beginning of the year, although the goals allowed were, I mean, his goals against was upward between 3 and 4, but he was making big saves in crucial times. And over the last little bit, I found that he's allowing a goal either after the Oilers score or at a point where the Oilers had pressure and then the other team comes back and scores. So those are important key moments of the game that a goalie can really turn the tide of momentum.
Well, I love how you say kind of the easy goals. We've seen some of the long ones that go right through his glove, obviously, and literally it seemed at one of them. But, you know, the timing of the goal, we had Kevin Woodley on Monday, and he even talked about the first goal against the Rangers, you know, Lafreniere. And he felt like Jack Campbell's positioning just isn't what you'd want from a goalie on taking that play. Right, so there's lots of little things, Gager, where you just, when a goalie's not on his game, guys who know the position probably can see it way better than guys like myself who don't.
Well, and that's, I get back to the point where I'm saying just play, and that's not just laser focused on the puck there. I can see what Woodley's saying there on that first goal, but just the recognition of where the danger comes from other areas on the ice. I always, when I watch goalies play, and usually if they're on their game, you'll see their head movement, just surveying the ice. Like when pucks are in the corner or behind the net, you'll see just shoulder checks to see where other guys are. When I watched Campbell lately, it seems like he's just so laser focused on the puck that he's not really aware of everything around him. And goalies at that level, at the NHL level, they're so good at reading plays. Like, it's one thing to stop the puck, but seeing a play develop and getting to the point where the shot comes. I mean, I guess that's why goalies are such great analysts, because we're almost like soothsayers with plays in the own end.
Now, what about, you know, it's funny, because when I see Jack Campbell, when I stand beside him, he's quite big. On the ice at times, he looks small. Now, Woodley's also talked about his equipment and his pads, and he's you know, he's kind of being stubborn and he hasn't adapted to new pads. Do you think that's a factor at all?
I heard that episode and I thought about it, because there are differences with the, I mean, if you could go into the dressing room and look at Skinner's pads and Campbell's pads, they are definitely different.
Like, yes, I've looked at them. Yep.
Yeah, there's a stiffness to the, I think they're the True or CCM ones that Skinner wears, and the Vaughn wear a little bit softer, and really it's a little bit easier to move. I remember, because even his chest protector, I remember when I finally moved to the kind of the lacrosse style of chest protector, where it was, you almost were like with football shoulder pads right at that point, because he does look quite slender in there. But sometimes that just comes down to, I don't feel like I can move as well as if I had that big chest protector on. And I mean, it's definitely a position that you want to feel good in, and I understand why he hasn't changed. But I mean, I would, if things kept going bad for me, I'd definitely throw on a different set just to check and see, and if I can get used to something that might be might help me a little bit more. Because yeah, it just seems that the brand that he does use, that I used for a better part of my career, is a little bit softer, and I found it a lot easier to move around in.
Well, can Gage join us on Edmonton Sports Leader TSN 1260. So, Gager, when you change equipment, how much of it is mentally more than physically? You know, you talk about it, because it's like anything, it's a little stiffer, you know, everything like that. So is that more between your ears, or is there a legit difference in the equipment and it takes a long time to wear it in?
Well, every brand has some subtle differences, but I can't see it being it just a feel sort of thing, Jason. I don't, because the equipment now is basically plug and play, that you could put it on a pregame skate and wear it that night. It's different from my day with I mean, it wasn't that bad, but I do remember the pads were a lot stiffer. And it always took me, I would have liked at least two or three days of practice just to get the feel for them. But today's gear is completely different. It's just maybe where a strap goes or something a little bit awkward like that you weren't used to. That's the only thing that's a real adjustment, because this stuff is, it's pretty easy to put on and go play.
Yeah, okay. I was just always curious about it. I think it's like anything. Some people were scared of change in a lot of factors in life, so I'm assuming a goaltender. And nowadays, like, it was funny because I was talking to Auntie Ranta about those new goalie skates that have come out, and they're like the ski boot, right? There's no laces on them. It's just one little snap. And so for him, he had gotten some new pads last year, and so he just elected on a road trip not to bring his old pads because then he was forced to use his new ones.
Yeah.
And he was fine once he got in there. And so for him, it's kind of like with the skates. For him, he had just gotten them, and he says, well, when we have a road trip, and I know it's like in Carolina, they have two-night road trips sometimes. They play back-to-back. He goes, I'm just not going to bring my other skates because then I know I have to. And he said, but then he was stressed out for the first, before the game. He's like, well, what if I'm not good in these pads? Like he joked that he says it's way more mental than it is physical.
It's funny that story, because as goalies, and I don't know if it's changed at all, but we don't share, well, at least when I played, you didn't share a lot of your goaltending feelings with your partner or other goalies and how you felt about things like that. And it's not till after I'm done and I hang around old goalies that we talk about things, and I just start laughing that we all kind of felt the same, you know? And, I would do the exact same thing. I was struggling actually when I was playing in Sweden at the start of the year, and I had all this new gear. And, we went on I left everything in Stockholm when we went to go play another team because I got to play with this stuff. And it kind of made me not think, like, I was so focused on the pads that I just looked at the game to play. And I played quite well. And it was funny. My whole mindset changed before the game because I was so worried about, am I going to like go out there and fall down with these 2x4s strapped to my leg? So yeah, there's little things that goalies, and I'm sure players do, but we're kind of a little bit of a different breed that way with how we think. But that's good to hear that I'm not alone in some of the things that I used to do.
Walking Gage joins us. What'd you make of Skinner last night?
He's great, man. I'm so impressed at his age, where just his positioning, he's just a solid goaltender, you know. And it's not, you don't see him make like the big windmill glove saves or the outreached leg. He always seems like he's in such really good position, even to the game-saving save that he made when at the end of the game with Kane passing out front, and even then just bringing the full package across and making that save. So it's really a goalie playing like that for his defensemen and players really installs that sense of confidence in your goalie that he's always there. His rebound control seems really good, and I know he wasn't overly busy, but sometimes those games are even harder to play in when you're not as busy and you're just, you know, and everyone thinks that when you talk to goalies, and if a goalie makes this big, huge glove save or has to reach out and make a big kick save or something like that, they say, oh, that save was great. And he goes, no, not really. You know, I was kind of out of position. I had to, like, I guarantee you, if you talk to Stuart Skinner on some of those saves, he would say, that was a great save. You know, I saw the play coming. It went over to the other side. I slid across. And when it hits you when the puck hits you in the crest, Jason, it's like, oh, I was in, you're a lot happier with yourself because you know you were in good position, and essentially the guy didn't have anything else to shoot at. He was just trying to get it on net, and there was nothing that he could see.
That save late in the game, like the Oilers zone coverage on Patrick Kane was horrific, to put it bluntly. And, it's interesting you mentioned tough game to play, because for long stretches, Chicago, like, you're just standing as a goalie doing nothing, right? Like, there was, I think they had one shot in like 14 minutes. Like, what do you do as a goalie? Cause, you know, the camera's not there. Like, would you skate around? What are you talking to yourself when you go that long without even feeling they're seeing the puck?
It's hard. It's very, I found that way more difficult than like a 40 or 50 shot, game. I would start doing little things within the game to keep me engaged and focused. One thing I would have done is when we changed lines and the defensemen that would come out, I would see who was ever there. So if it was a left shot or a right shot or two rights, depending on who was the defenseman, I would see, okay, if there's a dump in, okay, their right hand shots, I got to pull the puck off the boards a little bit so they can take it on their forehand. So, and okay, if it comes on that side, I got to keep it against the boards because that's easier for them. So little things like that I would do. So just to keep me focused within the game, just little tricks. So I wouldn't start wandering and start saying, okay, well, the other goalie made a big save. I got to make a big save. So this would keep me more kind of grounded. Just little tricks like that I would do if I was ever in one of those situations where I wasn't that busy.
Cager, great stuff, man. We will watch tonight. Quickly, is there any best way to attack Marc-Andre Fleury? If you were giving any advice to the order forwards, how do you beat him?
He's such a good goalie, but I think traffic is one of the best things that you can do. I find the Oilers don't do a good enough job of that. Even the moving screens, I think, is the best thing because he's a great goalie. He's good side to side, but I just think with keeping him back in his net, if you can get in front and take his eyes away, that's one of the best. I mean, it's good on any goalie, but I think that's the one thing I think the Oilers could do better of, and they'll be more successful against him that way.
Thanks, Gager. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, buddy. Take care.